Campaign 2012, before attending today's opening ceremonies for the London Olympics, Mitt Romney's been continuing his talks with British leaders. It includes a chat about economics with Ireland's Prime Minister.
Well, joining us is Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Good to have you back, Chris.
Well, good to be back, guys.
Before Mitt Romney, though, got into the more nitty-gritty, he kind of stepped in it yesterday with his comments about the organization of the London Games. What'd you make of it?
Unforced error. All he has to do is go over there and say, the games are just great. That, you know, it's, some people say to me, well, he told the truth. As I say, you know, it's like when your wife asks you, does this dress make me look fat? You know, there's only, the truth doesn't get you very far. Of course, no, honey, in case she's listening, it is the truth. It doesn't make you look fat. You look very slim. No, I just realized I just stepped in it. No, but you don't, there are no points for the truth. I mean, particularly on something like that. I think sometimes what Romney forgets is he speaks like he's still at Bain Capital or that he's an Olympic organizer, and he gave a very cogent answer about some of the problems they've had at the Games. They don't want to hear that in London 48 hours before the Games. They want to hear it's going to be the best Olympic Games ever, and that's what he should have said.
Well, you know, the situation gets even trickier when you head to a place like Israel, and it's really important to make sure that your comments are targeted and there are no missteps.
Well, that's right, and maybe this was a good thing. If you're going to make a mistake, it's better to make it with our oldest friend and not make it in a diplomatic tinderbox like Israel. You know, the whole point, though, is he wants to show, and the whole point of this trip is he wants to show folks back home that they can feel good about him as president, that he can handle himself on the world stage. This wasn't the worst mistake in the world, but it wasn't a good one, and it was a completely unnecessary one. So he's got to do better the rest of the trip.
What do you have lined up for Fox News Sunday?
An extraordinary show. We're going to have an exclusive interview with Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving Supreme Court justice, the leader of the conservative wing. We just finished the interview, so I know a little bit about what he's...
Headline, what, Chris? Headline?
Well, I will say this. I'll give you a headline. He was the one who wrote the decision in the Heller case, which struck down D.C.'s ban on handguns. And I asked him, given that and what happened in Colorado, can there be limits on things like automatic weapons or magazines that carry 100 rounds of ammunition? And he said, yes, there can be limitations. He wouldn't go into what, because this is clearly going to come up before the court in one case over the next couple of years. But he said, yes, there can be limitations on the right to bear arms. You just can't ban something like handguns.
Very interesting.
No, and this is, and he talks about health care and that decision. He talks about the Arizona case, you know, the Arizona crackdown on immigration. This is a half an hour of straight of Antonin Scalia as you have never seen him before. And this isn't some boring law professor. He is an enormously provocative guy.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate
it. You bet. Thanks.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. You can catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.